Let us sit with an attitude of reverence. To my Ishta Devta and to Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda. O Lord, may my mind remain with you for the next few minutes. Eyes softly closed. Back erect but not stiff. Let us relax each part of the body. Relax the feet and the ankles. The calf and the knees. Relax. The hips and thighs. Pay attention to the entire back, starting from the bottom all the way to the neck, and relax each part of the back. Hands can be put in a chin mudra position. Relax the abdomen muscles. Breathe through the abdomen muscles and relax. Send positive energy to the abdomen and the pelvis. Breathe through the chest muscles and relax. Send positive energy to the heart and lungs. Relax the fingers, the hands. The wrist, the forearm. The elbows, both sides. The upper arms, the shoulders. Relax. The neck and the voice box, relax. The upper and lower jaw, teeth, gums, tongue, relax. The nostrils, the ears. The eyes. And the eyelids. Relax. The forehead muscles. A lot of tension is over there. Just consciously massage the forehead mentally. The scalp muscles relax. Whole body from head to toe. Watch your body from a distance and send positive energy to your whole body. I am separate from this body. Watch the body from a distance. We can do Anulom Vilom. Put two fingers of the right hand above your forehead. Breathe in and out through the left nostril 5 times. Slow, deep breaths with a pause. Breathe slow, deep from the right nostril 5 times with a pause in between inspiration, expiration, and expiration, inspiration. Now alternate in through the right, out through the left, in through the left, out through the right, 5 times. and back on the knee, fingers in chin mudra. Check your whole body from head to toe. Make sure it is relaxed. Meditation should be a relaxed activity, not a strain. Today's shloka is from Mukund Mala. We will meditate on the form of Lord Krishna. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjaranta Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manas Rajahamsaha Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittaihi Kanthavarodhan Vidhau Smaranam Kutaste. The poet who is a king, Raja Kulashekhara, great devotee of Bhagwan Sri Krishna, says, we are told that at the time of death, whatever is your last thought, you will go there. But he says, Bhagwan Krishna, Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjaranta Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manas Rajahansa. He says, O Krishna, make your lotus feet like a nest. And in that nest, my mind should go right now, adya, today, right now. Manasa Rajahansa, my mind is like a royal swan, which can distinguish between truth and false, but has forgotten that. I am infatuated with the wrong things. Let my mind enter your lotus feet, O Bhagavan, right now, and let it stay there. Why? Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittaihi. Prana Prayana Samaye, when my pranas are leaving my body at the end, they say you should remember the Lord, but at that time, Kafavata Pittaihi Kanthavarodhan. But at that time, I may be choking in my saliva, in all my gastric secretions, in my lungs, in my throat. I may be in a condition not able to remember you at that time. And my attention will be just on trying to breathe and cough. And I may not remember you, O Bhagavan. So let me from now itself put my mind in your lotus feet like a nest and protect it, O Bhagavan. What the poet is telling us that what you remember throughout your life, you will remember at death. So from now itself, put our mind in the Lord, in Bhagwan, Sri Krishna, or our Ishta Devta, at his feet. And constantly chant and remember the name of the Lord. My mind should always be resting at the feet of Bhagavan. In humility, in surrender. Mentally visualize the form of Bhagavan all the way from the head, from his beautiful peacock feathers, his smile, his flute, his dark body contrasting with the yellow, his yellow garments. And his beautiful lotus feet. Surrender yourself at the lotus feet of the Lord and mentally chant Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So for the next few minutes, meditate on the form of the Lord, Sagun Upasana, and mentally chant his name and let my mind disappear in the vision of the Lord. When the mind becomes quiet, then Bhagwan alone remains. Let us practice that for the next few minutes in silence. शांति 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 ही हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Try as often as possible to remember your Ishta Devta and surrender your mind at the Lord's feet and chant his or her name as often as you remember. That is the only way to remember at the time of death, when we remember the Lord throughout our life. Thank you, Hari Om.